Blood of the Mantis by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Ben Allen. Book 3 of Shadows of the Apt. The Wasp Empire has commenced its great war against the Lowlands, capturing the cities of Tark and Helleron and defeating the Ant Kindan of Sarn in a pitched field battle. Now General Malkin's 7th Army, the Winged Furies, waits for reinforcements before pressing on to Sarn itself. Malkin's victory over the Sarnesh was accomplished by a new weapon, the Snap Bow, devised by the former Lowlander Totho, now an apprentice of the Empire's foremost artificer. The Wasp Emperor, however, is distracted by the promises of his slave, Uktebri, who has pledged him eternal life in return for the blood of the Emperor's sister, Seda, and possession of the mysterious Shadow Box, a relic containing the power of a twisted ritual that turned the Forest Arrakion into its current haunted and lifeless state. Amongst the Imperial agents sent to retrieve the box from Collegium were the Wasp mercenary Gavid and the face-changing spider spy Syla, the latter of whom has stolen the box and intends to sell it for her own profit. Stenwald Maker, meanwhile, faces the task of attempting to unite the squabbling Lowlander cities against the Wasp menace before the Imperial armies advance once again. His worries are increased by the loss of his niece, last seen fighting alongside the Sarnesh. Unbeknownst to him, she has escaped her Imperial captors, released by her former friend Totho, and carries with her the precious blueprints of the new Snap Bow. Chapter 1. Coasting at 100 feet above the clear waters of the Excelsea, Taki threw the gears of her Orthopter's engine into place with a tug of a stubborn lever. She listened for the rhythm of the two wings as they suddenly picked up pace from a mere thunderous beating to a steady buzz. Satisfied, she leant on the stick, throwing the Esca Valenti into a low, wide, and above all, swift turn that the fixed wing giving chase could never match. She caught the brief glitter of bolts shot from its rotary piercer, but they were far off now, no more than specks above the glitter of the waters. Below her, the two ships were still locked together, but she had no chance to determine whether the crew of the Ruinous was still putting up any resistance, or whether the pirates had already begun their looting. She flicked the smoked glass lenses over her goggles and looked towards the sun. Sure enough, the little heliopter that was her other worry was trying to hide there, now a stark silhouette against the sun's muted sepia glare. She continued executing her turn, dragging the stick back to gain height. The fixed-wing craft in pursuit had cast itself across the waters too fast for its own good, and was making a ponderous business of turning itself around, arcing high over the distinctive white-walled retreat of the distant Isle of Sparis. The heliopter suddenly stooped on her, cutting its twin rotors altogether to drop like a stone, and then, as she sped past, spinning the left blades a second before the right ones in order to sling the machine onto her tail in a remarkable piece of flying skill. A moment later, she felt the Esca Valenti shudder under the impact, but the heliopter was a tiny thing, barely more than a seat and an engine, and she had to trust that whatever crossbow it had mounted before the stick would miss any vital part of her own craft. Thinking of her flyer, Taki became aware of an ominous clicking from the engine.
Running down again, always at the worst possible moment.
The fixed wing was now coming back fast, swooping low over the waters and then pulling up hard, trying to barrel in for her. She climbed and climbed, so that, with his rotary letting loose in a blaze of wasted ammunition, he passed in a blur below her. They had both left the heliopter well behind. Whilst it could balance and hover on a gnat's ball, as the saying went, it had nothing for speed. She had to wrap this up quickly and then get back to the ships
Sample complete. Ready to continue?